Women have been denied their birthing partner for milestone scans for the duration of their labour. In some cases, their partners actually miss the birth. And certainly, you know, there's women who go on to have a healthy baby and a healthy pregnancy. But unfortunately, there are many women who lose their babies to miscarriage and other things. And they either receive that news through a scan that they have to endure alone, only to go out to the car park to inform their partner that their baby, you know, is no longer living. It's just cruel and it's inhumane, and it's been going on far too long.
This was on the agenda some time ago, and the impression was given that it was being resolved, and we thought it was resolved. It appears promises were made, but perhaps were just never put into place and weren't enacted.
Yes, unfortunately, it's been all talk and no action, and everybody wants to pass the buck. So the health minister says that it's not within his remit. The HSE have said it's not within their remit to instruct the hospitals. And hospitals seem to be sort of chopping and changing the restrictions to suit themselves, which is worrying in and of itself. Where's the hospital oversight? You know, to make sure that hospitals are adhering to best practice.
Have you yourself had contact with Letterkenny University Hospital?
I have not had contact with Letterkenny University Hospital, no. AIMS have. We've been asking all the hospitals, as well as the government, to provide the scientific data that they used to put these restrictions in place, and nobody has sent that data in. It is still, you know, yet to arrive. So they have yet to justify why they put them in place in the first place. The World Health Organization said that women should never be denied their birth partner. In fact, they went as far to say that where there was a positive case of COVID, they still shouldn't be restricted from having their birth partner with them. So it goes completely against World Health recommendations. It goes completely against internationally recognized human rights. Both the UN and the World Health Organization recognize the right to a partner of her choice as a woman's human right. So it's inexplicable why it's still going on. It was inhumane on the first day, but we certainly were all afraid of COVID, and we understood you know, that until we knew more, things might have to change. But the HSE have also come out and said that we're now at a safe level of COVID, where restrictions can be lifted, and yet hospitals like Letterkenny persist in saying that they will not. So whose needs are being met? That's what we're asking. It's not the needs of birthing women, it's not the needs of their partners or their babies. Whose needs are being met?
Thank you very much indeed. I'm just going to get a photo of you, and then I'll get a